Major peanut shellers across the Southeast lowered their runner peanut contracts from $500 per ton to $475 on Monday. The reason was it is time to reassess their position. Individual shellers know the crop deliveries to their company better than anyone, as USDA has not released any kind of estimate except the one in August, which was a major estimate of 1,800,000 tons. The crop tonnage report has not been available during the harvesting season because of the USDA shutdown. So right now, the exact volume of peanuts produced in the U.S. is an unknown number, and the system will not be back up and running until after November the 4th. The flex contract price that is also being offered is based on a shell price of 53 cents per pound. That did not change on Monday. Meanwhile, the Market Loan Assistance Program has not been available, so farmers are accepting sheller offers and often avoiding the entire USDA loan. If shellers have the available funds, they'll buy the peanuts commercially. Shellers have agreed to pay the contract offers, although the sequestration has reduced the loan total by 5.1% this year. If the farmer agrees to the option contract at delivery, he will get the full amount of the contract. Farmers opting to place peanuts in the loan without the sheller option contract being signed will have to settle for a 5.1% reduction caused by the sequestration. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.